Howdy, everybody.
Greetings.
Hello.
So Wayne has asked me to substitute in for him today, and I think in the next couple, actually. But I see that Wayne is also a scribe for today.
He really tricked you into that one, Jason.
Yeah, I feel duped on a Monday. No, I'm just kidding. But what I might do is ask Florian if he would scribe in my stead and they can switch with Wayne when he's back. Or not. It's up to you. It's up to you.
I just joined, but I can do, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Florian, for saving my horrible shorthand from everybody.
Thank you, Florian.
And along those lines, Christy asked me to fill in while she's away for a couple of weeks.
Got it, Todd. We'll give it a minute more.
Yeah, looking at it, I think I'm doing something for Wayne on Wednesday and on a week from now, Monday, because Wayne's going to be out. I hope he passed that along.
All right, let's get started. Liaison updates, Maccabee.
Yeah, sure. There was a big update from GBV talking about where the ERM apps stand in Folio. And I put some notes there, but it's obviously they're getting a lot of use, more institutions coming online. And GBV is doing a new, what's called a tender, I guess, in European process to get an institution or get a development organization to support a re-engineering of those apps. They're looking to they have a lot of goals to re-engineer the apps to make them more integrated into the Folio platform, as they put it, all licensed Apache 2, compliance with technical council guidelines. This was a several minute long announcement, so there were many details here, but yeah, it is fantastic, as Jen is saying. This is exactly the sort of and community members taking responsibility for apps kind of situation that we love to see. So it's great. Index Data is taking a temporary role there while the European Union tender process takes place. So I don't know, Charlotte, if you wanted to add anything to what I just said.
No, not at this moment. But yeah, it's for in interim period, we will do bug fixes and make sure everything is just rolling on.
Thanks, Charlotte. Yeah, it seems like pretty fantastic news. And then speaking of fantastic news, I saw Shelley was here, but Stanford had some pretty good news that Alexis shared going live with Sunflower this morning. So that is pretty cool. Congrats to Stanford. There was a lot of good news in the announcements. There was also another consortia formally decided to go live or to commit to Folio for the next few years. I forget which consortia it was, apologies, but that was also great. I didn't put this in the agenda in the notes, but there was also a very brief discussion about the elections process coming up this summer. So I just took a quick look. I think we have six people who are or six seats that'll be open come the end of June, and four of us in those six seats are term limited. Yeah, J J Jane, Jen, myself, and Ingolf, and there was one other I forget as well. So we it would definitely be a good idea if we try to do some recruitment individually and try to get some institutions to participate in our council. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Maccabee. Good news there. Todd.
The PC did not meet last week, so yeah, no update.
All right. RMS group.
No meeting this week.
All right. Security team.
I think nothing to report, business as usual.
Got it. Eureka, early adopters.
I don't see Craig on the call, but I need to reach back out to that group because I don't think we have a scheduled meeting coming up the next month, and I don't know if it didn't make it on the board or what.
Okay. And I guess the news from Stanford would have been covered under that
Yes.
as well. So.
Yes. I will, oh, one small update. I think Ingolf is making some good progress at his institution. So he posted some stuff late last week that he was able to get stuff entitled. So making progress.
Cool. AWS cost review group has not met. So nothing to discuss there. Sorry about my voice. Upcoming meetings, we have a regular TC meeting today. Some weeks ago we talked about having a calming week and the last Wednesday, being optional, and maybe even the Monday being optional, but we had it today. So the next Wednesday, if not the 25th, goes into the next month. So is anyone against this date being the calming day, Wednesday? Any objections? So we would have a regular TC meeting on Monday, and then on the 30th, and then another dedicated on April 1st, but none this week. Okay, looks like no one is clamoring for more meetings. So yeah, Wednesday, there'll be no meetings. Okay. And the two topics for a dedicated discussion is continuation of existing module evaluation and then developer conference survey questions. So those are the two that can be slotted into any place. Okay. TCR board. So we have two new modules that have been requested. But before we go into that, let's finalize on UI inventory imports. We had some discussion on Wednesday, and I believe, Mike, you have something to present. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean there isn't really anything to present. It's just the report that we fulfilled all the criteria that are on the checklist. I think there were a few people in the meeting who verified that a couple of days ago. So we're really just looking for the final vote now.
Understood. Let me try to put a link.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful to see.
Okay. The coverage is higher than 80. It's on the main branch. All green. Okay. So, what's left now? Any objections to approving UI inventory import? Otherwise, we might have to vote, but any objections? Going once, going twice. All right, it's approved.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank
I'm
you
on chat.
for following up on this. Thank you to Shelley for working with the team to get it across the line. So
Yes.
we will
Thank you,
definitely have
Shelley.
your gold.
Okay, thank you all. With that, I will drop off this call and other agenda items. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. All right, so there's two more, so more fun stuff. Module Federation, I believe Wayne and Shelley wanted to be assigned to that, Wayne being primary, and then we have I think this looks like a backend module for mod RTAC cache. So we need a volunteer for mod RTAC cache. Do we have a volunteer to review mod RTAC cache? Otherwise, we have to go to our rotation for this. Oh, somebody approved it already.
That
All
was
right.
me.
No, all good,
I
all
wasn't
good.
sure what the process was. I was click happy or something.
Yes, it's that was supposed to happen. So you're good. Okay. I will look at the rotation schedule and work with folks to get someone assigned to this. So this is submitted, so I guess it's good for review. Being with Wayne being out for a couple of weeks, J Jason, if you could just reach out to know, how will I say, when the review would start.
Yeah.
We have a 3 weeks or so soft target that we want to get on this. So if the review on this doesn't start in 2 weeks, it would be good to know, and we can set expectations all around.
I'll reach out to Wayne. He's not perma out until I think next Wednesday, April 1st. And he'll be perma out for about 4 or 5 days on that. So I'll reach out and see what a ETA timeline would be.
Okay, and if we need to swarm on it, since it's gonna be out after a certain date, so we just want to know so that we can get folks on it. Charlotte.
So I just noticed that I think the title there's missing a word. So just to avoid any delay of that. It's just a request for technical evaluation of a module. But so maybe we can help fix the title for, I don't know who submitted it, but so no confusion.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think they actually meant module, but because of what they are looking at, it's called Module Federation. But yeah, we can do this. Thank you, Charlotte. Yeah, so yeah, reach out and just let us know so that we can swarm on those items. And we will work in the background to find somebody for mod our attack relatively soon. Existing module evaluation, we have a dedicated discussion there. We were having one time right now, so that is still available to continue. For the developer focus conference, Christy revised the survey questions, so that too just needs to be slotted for another dedicated discussion. Any comments there? Okay. We don't have any subgroups right now. I am not aware of any RFCs. We don't have any decision logs to modify. And then what's left, as usual, is the OST document for Umbrella Leaf. Since the RMS group didn't meet, I assume there's no guidance on Umbrella Leaf release date. Is that correct, folks that are close to that group? Jen, Charlotte, do you know?
For RMS.
Yeah, yes, if
They,
there's any indication
so
for a date for Umbrella
the
Leaf.
meeting next week is the first meeting of April, and that's he was promising April for when we would find out. I know I read somewhere that there was some thought that it might end up not being a 2026 release, but I don't know. We just don't know yet. But hopefully next Monday we'll get an answer.
Got it. Yeah, Charlotte.
I agree with Jen. But I'd say if there is not going to happen a second flower release during 2026, we need to have it formalized how new development work can be included in critical service patches.
Okay. To keep that in mind. We are at the end of the schedule today. We have two options. We can continue with the discussion on existing module evaluation, or we can stop here and assume the essence of a coming week. Any, what's the word? What would you like to do? Yes, Shelley.
So just to be clear, this week was the like community decided calming week, is that correct? And we just met today because we didn't realize that.
So there isn't like a community decided coming
Oh.
week. So we said we wanted to have the last week for a coming week. But technically there is a Monday meeting, but that week is very short, so that's why it's a little weird.
Okay. Well, I would vote for just let's end the meeting. That's my vote.
Charlotte?
So the calming week is not this week, but next week for all six, because it's not, just automatically the fourth week in the month, but it's also trying to take into consideration holidays and next week we have the Easter holidays. So
So the
it's not coming week for PC neither or other. It's next week there is the coming week, the Easter week.
Yes. Mikey
I guess we're just aggressively calming. We're so good at calming. We're doing it a week in advance, so I'm fine with calming today. Also, I just wanted to remind folks that WolfCon proposals, the deadline is this week, I think Wednesday. If there were any last minute proposals coming out, we never really had a conversation about any TC proposals for WolfCon, or who might be planning to go, that kind of thing. But if anyone was gonna throw something out there, I think Wednesday is the last day. That's all.
Thank you for the reminder. Yeah, so when we're going through this, the Wednesday goes the Wednesday of this week goes into next month. So we can decide what how we want to play this. But Charlotte, is your hand up again, or It's been a thank you. So yeah, let's say this week is a common week, so that we have Monday, Wednesday, all good. Having a meeting today to approve UI inventory imports is good enough. So yeah, let's call it a meeting today. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.